Because right now it's all.
But at this point, we're trying to think about how to maybe appease both parties in a way that can get this out of the settlement. Otherwise, we're going to be right back in court again.
Right.
All right, that's fine.
So, no, under the zoning regs, you can apply additional requirements and limitations on the variance application.
The next question is, can you come every Wednesday?
Hey, you want to pay it?
All right. All right, so we're now closed for board discussion. Who would like to start discussion on this?
Well, the first thing I have to say is we do not look at a case as being a precedent that we go by from then on.
Absolutely not.
So that's you know, that's negligible. I think that, in my opinion, and Mr. Persinger is the same way, we're not going to see that house torn down. That's probably not going to happen.
Not because of our decision.
No.
But
because, I mean,
The likelihood
of it being torn down in any court is probably not going to happen. And whether they go by our rules or go by your rules, our rules are going to take precedence anyway, more than likely. The other thing is a 12-inch face-up, that's going to put us at, what, 16.3 is what you decided?
Yeah.
So that would be 15.3.
That would be 15.3.
Yeah.
But you really, I mean, in my opinion, we really don't look at that anyway as far as obstructing anything. Parking egress, my opinion is we could make that mandatory that was curbed where you could not park in the front yard, period. It had to have egress and on the side into the other lot. She does own it. She's already agreed that would work. I mean, that's my opinion of trying to get along and trying to put it past us.
I think also, potentially, like I mentioned earlier, if we already have an understanding that both of those shed roofs are going to be removed, but also remove that way of egress.
Entry. No entry in the front.
Have to remove that door so that there's no egress on there that would potentially be a life safety hazard.
Well, you're going to want to park in the front if you can get in the house from the front.
Exactly.
We got to stop that.
You know, the biggest challenge here is I 100% stand behind Oakmont on this whole deal because I understand the frustration that they're going through with the situation because, again, it goes back to, you know, we're talking about a builder who opened the statement last time that they built hundreds of homes, they built multiple subdivisions, had great experience, and then this happens and this becomes a hassle for everybody. And I understand, again, we're not going to make a decision based on a CCRs, but again, you look at that with respect that I understand that decisions become a challenge or not a challenge for a community that's trying to stay within their realm of their architectural control committee. So I think that if we as a board look at this, that parking situation is the big killer there, along with the front part. So I totally agree, but it's got to be in a way that this is a reminder moving forward that this was not an easy do it and ask for forgiveness process for somebody in the future because, again, you have a community that's very large that's trying to protect their investment. So just keep that in mind as you're discussing this as a board.
Trent, I too feel for Oakmont, but I like that they've got their own covenants that they can still go and enforce. So if they're not happy with the decision, they can still move forward and take the same action that we might that they can enforce. So they have some recourse still.
Absolutely.
Having a house in Oakmont at one point, the parking is less of a concern. There's still street parking for cars that are set, or I'm sorry, houses that are set back there. And once you have teenage drivers or a party over, it feels like it's hard for us to say there's a way that I can physically make it that nobody's going to ever park in the street there. It may happen at some point.
We have that curved at the property line to where there's nothing but grass between the outhouse and the.
But hold on, that does strike me. I wonder if we drove by there today.
You're going to find street parking.
How many houses would we find at Oakmont that has curbside parking? No matter if their house is 50 feet from the street. How many houses? I mean, I almost want to pause this to go see right now. How many houses in Oakmont have cars parked along the street?
Well, there is.
And there's,
seen them.
I mean, I realize it's been probably a leverage in this situation.
I guess my point is, as opposed to curbing or fencing or doing something that makes it harder, I would make it that the owner is going to have to put several spots to the side. They need to pour five places for someone to park before they ever get to the street. Would probably do more than just putting in curb or... I don't know that it's going to stop somebody from stopping there, is my fear. Even with a curb, someone's going to park in the street. Amazon's not going to care if there's a curb there.
It's true. Well, that's a thing that I would...
But they're not going to stop and park in the lower parking lot anyway. They're going to stop right there on the road.
That's true.
Pushes
them out further. They may end up
you're telling me that there probably is street-side parking already in Oakmont.
Yes.
So you're saying even if this house had been built 100 feet back from the street.
If it's got a grassy
If somebody wanted to park by the street, they still could, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Oh, okay.
The other thing that just occurred to me is that if we imposed certain things, you know, on this landowner, property owner, of having a curb or having a fence or make something like that, if we did, you know, whenever the other members of Oakmont are saying, well, this place is going to look out of place, anything that we do like this is going to make it stand out more. It's going to make this thing, you know, we could impose something thinking that we're trying to do a life safety help and actually make it stand out worse by doing it. And every time they drive by it, they're going to be like, well, there's that curb.
I agree.
And, you know, I don't know that, I think that if we could mandate that there was the adequate parking on the side, that's the understanding.
Side entrance and adequate
side
parking.
Entrance and
yeah. No, I think that makes logical sense because I'm sitting here thinking and processing this, and I'm like, man, if we said, hey, we're going to set a rule that says you can't park up by the street because your house is too close to the street. But if you move your house back 10 feet, you can park by the street.
Still
what are we doing here?
Right.
Yeah. I'd be fearful a curb may become a trip hazard and somebody says, oh, the county made us put it in. Sue the county.
Yeah.
If it's on their property, they couldn't sue the county.
Something I'm thinking about, road and bridge. If we maintain that road, they'd have to approve any kind of...
Curb anyways. Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
Nope.
But if you're looking at removing the door that's in the front of the house, moving it to the end, and then using that end lot to provide parking, I'm good with that.
I do suggest require a parking on the side. Is that what you said, Rick?
Yes.
I do. But I'm just making sure we didn't go down a rabbit hole of curbs and can't park in the front by the street because... Right. Man, that sounds crazy. If other people were parking by the street, that would be really silly of us to start making a rule like that. But I think that, like you said, if the door is on the side and we cut all that off the front and then we have parking on the side, then we've done a compromise on our end. And if Oakmont doesn't agree with it, they can go by all means that they want to fight it. And then at least we did the best we could.
It's up to them to go to court at that point.
Okay.
I can agree with that.
Okay.
Does the property owner agree with that?
I don't really think that matters.
Remove the door from the front of the house, put it on the end, provide an entrance at the end, and adequate parking in the adjacent lot.
And that would, if we,
by adequate parking, I probably want to specify what adequate is because that's a little ambiguous. My assumption is two occupants, two vehicles, and then a third for a visitor, so there's three spots to the side of the building.
Minimum of three? Or
minimum
of
three, yeah.
What does it work for nightly rentals? What is that number?
Oh.
I think that's what we need to look at.
Is it one vehicle per bedroom is what we used to go with? Or is it two per bedroom? I can't remember now.
I think we're talking about this is like a two-bedroom house, right?
Yeah.
So I think
four.
I don't want to get too carried away with it. Did you want to add something?
Just when you go to make a motion, make sure any stipulations you want to add are in that motion.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We'll vocalize that.
I think it needs to require four parking spots.
Yeah, that's probably safer. If they already own the lot to the side or can get the lot to the side, then it's not an issue. Yeah. It's just the paving gravel. It doesn't matter to us, but there's space to park there on the side. Yeah.
And I think we need to make it a four because eventually that may turn into a night rental.
Yep. Tulane County, we collect cars, too. Yeah.
Do they do nightly rental on Oakmont? Do they have nightly rental on Oakmont?
I don't know that they allow, but that doesn't matter in a lot of places.
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's a whole other...
Yeah, that's another argument. Well,
again, I've been challenged with this one for a long time, and this one is a really tough one all the way around. And the challenge that I'm faced with is I 100% understand exactly where Oakmont's coming from. I understand that the efforts that are put into it, and I hope by all means that this can be resolved in a way that they can always stand strong in what they're trying to do. And we get faced with these every time we deal with one of these, and it's challenging. But again, I think this is to a point where we have to find a compromise. Otherwise, it will be compromised, and we won't have any say-so on how it's compromised.
Right.
And I think that if we're trying to do it with the best interest of the community, it's best to probably go with moving that egress and the roof and the porch and add parking, because some of that might get missed if it gets settled in the court of law.
That would be my concern.
Just saying, it
is
will.
If we don't do this and it went to a court of law, then none of it might happen.
That's right. That's right, 100%. So that's just my thoughts on it. And you guys make a motion however you want to make it, and we'll go from there.
Any comments? I would move to approve variance 2026-008V with a 15-foot setback, because that's all they're asking for. They're not asking for 15.333, so we're going to give them 15 feet. In order to meet that, they would have to remove the overhangs and front deck, with the stipulation that they have 4 parking spaces. Do we want to say the north side of the house? North side of the house is where they step. So a minimum of 4 parking spaces on the north side of the house.
Off the roof.
And off the roof.
And no ingress egress on the front of the house.
And no ingress egress on the front of the house.
No front door.
No front door. Period. It'll be front door will be on the north face.
That's true, right. With stipulation that they remove the front door and move it to the north side of the house. Yeah.
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 Is that good?
Capture it all?
I'm good. I'd second that.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. All right. So. All right, we're going to move over to the old new business. Looks like we have the settlement agreement to go over with a review and decision, but it looks like we may have to revise that, right?
Now do we need to go in closed session?
We don't have a closed session on the 8th.
Oh, darn.
Oh, that's right.
So the way it reads now, it just talks about moving the door and the deck and overhang to the
north side, yes.
So if we want to add those, we'll have new spots. We'll need to revise the settlement agreement again. But if I grant you the variance, that should take care of the litigation.
Yep. Perfect.
So we'll need to go back. When is your next meeting?
Wait, is it September 16th?
Yes.
Do you need a wet signature, or can we not just sign digitally? DocuSign it from...
Well, you'd have to have a vote to authorize the signing. And so that's why...
Does Zoom votes qualify?
I mean, if you call a special meeting...
You'd have to call them, yeah.
...properly agendized it, yeah, you could do that.
Okay. Well, if we agree to do that, and she agrees to do that, she's got 30 days to get those things done before we sign anything. I think that we need that time.
We don't have any pending hearing or anything. Is there a hurry to do this?
No.
Well, we've informally stayed the litigation with, her counsel to let this go forward. And so we don't have anything currently. I mean, we do have things due, but it's informally stayed. Like I said, though, I think granting the variance is terrible at that, because there really isn't a dispute anymore.
Yeah, will they just drop it themselves?
Well,
a lot of statement.
They could appeal this decision to the circuit court and the limitations.
Are not favorable, but more than likely they will not do that.
From conversations we had, I wouldn't anticipate it.
I think they're done, and I think Oakmont is probably done, and it's going to be up to them to make sure
that let them spend their money.
Yeah. Happen this point.
Well, I think that's as good as we could do.
I think that was a fair way to look at it.
I mean, all around. My opinion is we should have made them tear the house down, but we can't do that because it'll never happen anyway.
That's right.
You want us to sign this tonight and vote and approve it?
Not if
we're
going to
change it.
Change it
anyway.
So we have two options. We can either move it to September, have a special meeting on to authorize it after we make the revisions. Or I guess you guys could, when you move to approve it with those changes. So, it's a little messier, but...
I thought we just moved to approve it.
Yeah, we've done it.
Yeah, we're done.
This doesn't have anything to do with anything else.
This was to... Yeah.
Well,
no,
she's talking about the releases in front of us approving this. And
but we've already done.
Oh, no. I see what you're saying. No. Let's wait.
Okay.
Let's get it revised, and we'll hit it up next month.
Perfect.